Welcome to the Kingdom Truth Podcast. On our podcast, we teach the good news of Jesus Christ and biblical principles that empower all people with real-life, timeless applications. I am your host, Bible teacher, Yolanda Tyler.
Well, praise the name of the Lord. We are so excited that you all could join us for our show today. We have a beautiful young lady joining us. Her name is M.H. Elric. M.H. is a successful Christian fantasy author, reader, and teacher. I met M.H. through a mutual business partner and Christian podcast host. M.H. Elric was raised in a Christian home. She was saved at the age of 8 while attending Vacation Bible School. 2 years later, she was baptized and as a child had a simple, wonderful faith. In her teenage years, however, M.H. wrestled with God. She struggled with the spirit of perfectionism and tried to be the perfect Christian. However, like all of us, she kept messing up. Her self-esteem was very low, and she began to believe the lies of the enemy that God did not love or forgive her. As she sought the Lord and knowledge of the Holy Spirit, her whole perspective changed. The Holy Spirit began to work on her heart, and quite often she would fast and pray. Once she understood the true biblical concept about forgiveness, it changed her life forever. She knew then without a doubt that Jesus loves her. Later, as an adult, the Lord placed a wonderful man in her life. She and her husband have been happily married for 10 years. In her spare time, she watches TV with her husband, rides horses, and travels to places with lots of trees. She is a teacher by profession. She taught junior high school for 4 years and is now a high school teacher at a Christian school. She is active in Bible study fellowship and serves at her local church with her husband in the sound booth. She understands the power of discipleship as it relates to her growth as a Christian. Unlike many young people who are searching for love and truth in all the wrong places, M.H. is strong in the Word and stands for the truth of God's Word. M.H. is here to share her life journey and to encourage us on the podcast today. Thank you so much, M.H., for joining us, and we're just excited that you're here and can share with us about your life.
Thank you for having me. I am so excited about sharing my testimony and how God has been working in my life. In the very beginning, I was blessed to be raised in a Christian home by two loving Christian parents who followed God as best they could. We went to church each Sunday, and I was taught about the gospel and God. However, it didn't really plant into my heart until Vacation Bible School when I was 8 years old. During that time, one of the Sunday school teachers asked if any of us had confessed faith in Jesus Christ. And I realized at that time, no, I hadn't yet, and that I really wanted to believe God for myself. So I prayed the prayer that they asked us to pray, and I came to a saving faith in Jesus. Then, 2 years later, I was baptized at the church. During that time, it was just a wonderful blessing to know Jesus and to walk with him in that childlike faith that all of us have as young believers. However, as I became a teenager, I realized and struggled with perfectionism. I always wanted to be the best or better, and I wanted to do well and right by everyone. But of course, my temper would flare with my younger brother who, you know, any sibling could get on your nerves.
Right?
Yeah, anything like that. And I just struggled so much. Why couldn't I, even my grades too, it would bother me if I got an A minus instead of an A plus. I mean, these are silly things now that we think about them as an adult. But as a teenager, I was obsessed with this idea. And unfortunately, my church did not emphasize grace. Instead, they emphasized, no, you should follow Jesus. And if you were following Jesus, you would be perfect. And it was almost like a form of self-reliance rather than reliance on God. So when I became an adult, those things continued to be planted in my heart and ultimately caused me to struggle and be depressed too.
Wow.
Because I thought, I could never be forgiven. And I messed up over and over again. And I did things that I'm not proud of. And I felt like I was betraying Jesus each time I sinned. And it was so hard for me. And then one day I was at work and I had a coworker who I still know to this day as a friend. And she's a Christian. And she asked me, would you be willing to go to a Bible study with me? And then also, would you be willing to study about the Holy Spirit with me? And I said yes. I started fasting and we read through this book by Catherine Marshall and Hearing the Holy Spirit, and it really changed my life. I learned more about how the Holy Spirit works, what he does, and his powerful influence on us. How, Jesus did not leave us as orphans. He gave us his spirit, and that by his Holy Spirit, we are able to live a life of righteousness because of what God has done.
And also, MH is so beautiful because you learned once you started seeking more of the Lord, you learned about his spirit, and then you began to cultivate an intimate, sounds like, relationship with the Holy Spirit, correct?
Absolutely, yes. I started knowing him better, understanding him better. I listened more to what he had to tell me in my life. And that fasting that I did with my friend and reading of the study really changed my life forever. And the Bible study that she had invited me to was Bible Study Fellowship. And then that year had finished, and then we went into the study of John. And at the end of the study of John, there's a passage where Peter and Jesus are talking, and Jesus tells Peter, feed my lambs, tend to my sheep, feed my sheep. And a question about, Peter, do you love me? And that passage just really struck a chord with me because I felt like Jesus was asking me that same exact questions. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? And it's because I had felt like I had messed up and betrayed Jesus just like Peter. And that whole questioning, instead of being this kind of guilt trip, it was like BSF opened my eyes to realize it wasn't the guilt part of it. It was Jesus forgiving Peter and equipping him to do his work. And that changed my entire perspective. And so from that point on, I started seeking God more and listening to him more and what his word has to say through prayer and fasting rather than trying to pursue what I wanted.
Also, at that point, you stop being a people pleaser somewhere down the line, too. Your heart's desire then had to have been just set on pleasing the Lord.
Yes, absolutely. I definitely still struggle with people pleasing, but it's different now. It's like God showed me that the one I really need to please is Him, and that I should worry less and less about what other people think and ultimately about what He thinks, and that His will for my life is better than any other will that I could ever think of. And even though I had never wanted to be a teacher, it's like God led me into teaching, and He showed me that teaching is a form of discipleship and that I need to spread, just like what Peter, went on to spread God's word. I need to spread God's word through my life, through my writing, through what I teach, and to be an example to others and help them to understand the truth and know how much God loves them. And God used me to do those things and continues to use me every day as I walk with Him.
Amen. Such a beautiful walk with the Lord at such a young age, and even as a millennial, you just have such a strong foundation in your life. And also, I'd like for you to share with the listening audience, tell them what Bible study fellowship is all about.
Sure. Bible Study Fellowship is a Bible study, interdenominational Bible study, and it meets every week, once a week. And we usually study a passage from whatever Bible book we're studying that year, and we answer questions about that study. And then we discuss those questions, and we listen to a lecture, and we read notes about it. It's very in-depth, but at the same time, so applicable to our lives and the questions and the sharing time that we have together. There's definitely fellowship with the group of ladies. There, it is gender specific, but now they have opportunities for families to come anywhere from preschool on the way up for men and women to meet and to ultimately have that ability to study God's word together as a family. And they
Amen.
even have like online groups that are across the world. And I just really love it because it's studying God's word. And I do think that we need more of that. We need more people to be realizing how rich God's word is, that his plan from beginning to end is one that impacts our lives even today.
Amen. And really, since the pandemic, so many young people and families, I have some family members who have just remained disconnected from a local body, a local fellowship, and it's really, really just not a good thing. So talk about how it's important for you and your husband to stay connected to a local body and to serve the Lord. And like you said, be a witness for Christ.
Yes, I definitely think it's so important. There's a saying that talks about how we shouldn't put our light under a bushel, or even
Amen.
how your light doesn't shine brightly when you're alone. I think that's the truth about our community as Christians. If we don't have each other to encourage one another, to lift one another up, to help each other during hard times, I think that our depression epidemic that they've talked about, how so many people are depressed and so many people are struggling with anxiety. A lot of it is because we're disconnected to the body of believers. Because as a body, we can relate to one another and show one another that, hey, you're not alone. We're going through the same things, and God is good and He will get you through it. And when we pray together, it also says in scripture that when you come together and pray, Jesus is there with you, that his Holy Spirit is with you. And it's like he hears our voices more and prayer is seen more. His spirit is moved more when there's more of us together united. So I encourage a lot of people to get involved with Bible Study Fellowship, a group that they can meet with and know and get to know over time. I work full time. My husband works full time. It's always hard to get out there on a weeknight and go to Bible study, but it is so worth it because it grows your soul. It helps you. It nourishes you. When you're going through something tough, there's others there with you. And then when you are nourished, you're able to serve others and to love on others, and that only the Holy Spirit is able to show you. My husband and I work at the sound booth and serve at the sound booth faithfully. We're only one of two couples that work at the sound booth at our church. And, they depend on us, even our little backgroundness in the back, adjusting the sound and dealing with computers. The service wouldn't happen or be a lot more difficult if the sound booth wasn't there. So I guess what I'm saying is, that's not to brag on me. It's to say what you do matters and makes a difference in the church. And being a part of the church body is immensely important, not just for you, but also to serve other people, because you never know where God will use you, whether it's, in the sound booth watching babies or even washing dishes in the church after potluck. There are just little ways that you can impact others for Christ.
Amen. And that is so very beautiful. I love the way you talked about so many powerful discipleship tools and principles in the Bible that helps us to grow and mature spiritually. You know, when you talked about the Word of God and spending time in the Word of God and studying the Word of God on a consistent basis, you talked about how fellowship with other believers is so very important. You talked about your service to the Lord, like you and your husband are actually meeting a need in the body of Christ and helping to facilitate, you know, the services weekly, which is a beautiful thing. And let's talk about worship. When we come together, talk about how powerful it is when we come as a body and worship the Lord together.
Yes, I think that worship can take many forms. Worship isn't just the singing on Sunday, although the singing and music can emotionally impact you in ways that is hard to describe unless you've been through it, I think songs can bring us closer to God and ultimately reach us in ways that God has been trying to, but emotionally we have blocks up, but music can kind of bring us closer to God.
Amen.
But worship is also, glorifying to God to greet others in Christ and to listen to his word from the pastor. Every time you show up on Sunday, I guarantee it, God will be at work. And especially if you're in his word and you're studying every day, what will happen is on Sunday, the pastor will match whatever it is that you're studying. God will get through that message to you. He has something to tell you. And I think that too is a form of worship, to give God glory, to listen to what he has to say and to obey. So I think
Amen.
all of it is worship.
That is so beautiful because in Abraham's life, worship for him was being faithfully obedient to what the Lord had called him to do. And that's just what you mentioned, that worship, you know, it's being obedient to the Lord more so than a song or, you know, something to that effect. So that is so beautiful. And then in your life, MH, as a young believer who loves the Lord revealed his purpose and his will for your life at a very early age. So talk about that. I think you shared how with your mom you used to write things down or something like that. Share with the listening audience.
Yeah, so when I was very young, my mom said that I used to copy from magazines, whatever was written down. I couldn't even read yet, and I would write down things. And then she loved to read books to me, and I loved reading books. And then when I was in fourth grade, our church was going through 40 Days of Purpose by Rick Warren, and they had a children's version. And during that time, my Sunday school leader asked, "What is one talent that you could use for God's glory?" And immediately, what came to mind is writing. I had been writing small little booklets for my second grade class when I was young, and then writing things with a friend. But it's like in fourth grade, I really felt like God was saying, "Look, I want you to write. I want you to write for me and write books for my glory." And so as I grew, I asked him how I could do that. And specifically, he has shown me that through my Christian fantasy books, which are a lot like The Chronicles of Narnia by C.S. Lewis or The Lord of the Rings by J.R.R. Tolkien, he's shown me that you can honor God and write these subjects that are allegorical but can reach others for Christ and encourage them. And so he has continued to develop that skill in me. I always say to my students and to myself, I'm a lifelong learner, and the Lord
Amen.
continues to bring my writing and my teaching to the next level. So he called me to write, and then later on, as an adult, he showed me, just like it says in that parable, he gave me two coins, so to speak. He gave me a talent for writing, and he gave me a talent for teaching. And he said, "I want you to make more of those. Don't go and bury it like the parable it has. Instead, go and make more coins, so to speak. Go and teach those that I've called you to teach. Go and write what I've called you to write, and ultimately keep your focus on me." And I feel like that is God's message for me every single day. Even when it's hard to balance both, I just have to remember and recall that what I'm doing is serving God, and this is the little way in which He has asked me to make an impact on others.
Amen. And you also talked about, you shared with me earlier, how you and your husband are just really enjoying your careers that you're in because you know you're in God's perfect will for your lives, correct?
Yes, and that took a long time. Both my husband and I went through a period of searching where we were very uncertain as to what God wanted us to do, and how he wanted us to work. I think both of us were trying to do things our way, but I almost feel like we were like the Israelites, you know, those 40 years in the desert where they wandered around. I
Yes.
think God let us wander around for a little bit, trying out different things, and then led us to the promised land. And I mean that in all sincerity. You know, I've had many people ask, how can I find God's purpose for my life? And I've always told them, fast, pray, seek scripture, seek wise counsel, read your Bible, connect to the word, and God will lead you to where he wants you to go. Because he provides in such a spectacular way. I mean, the way I got my first teaching job and the way that God called me to teaching is that I had applied as a substitute teacher because, again, I was in between jobs at the school. And then the principal called me up and said, "Hey, how do you feel about teaching full time?" And I was like, "I don't know about that, but let me pray about it." And I prayed, and then I had the interviews, and it's like everything just lined up, doors opened up, and God really, really grew me through that time. And the same thing with the high school I'm at now. It was like I had applied for it, but then asked God, you know, I'm not sure if this is the will for me. But then just through apparent signs, more and more doors were opened, more and more things were revealed, and it just became very apparent that this is where I'm meant to be. And so I, whenever anyone asks me that, I just say, you know, seek his will and really be talking to him and praying daily and talking to people who are wiser than you about where your talents and where your gifts that God has given you are and how you can use them to honor him. Because every job that you have its downsides, will have its bad days, will have stressors. But what you ultimately need to do is to cling to God in the midst of those and trust him, despite any trials or obstacles you may face.
Amen. And that is so beautiful, MH, because even in some of your struggles with the Lord at a young age, all along that you just cling to the Lord, you know, and that's so important. And it sounds like you had such a keen listening ear to what the Holy Spirit was saying to you and how he was guiding you throughout all the different, you know, points in your life when the Lord was directing you and showing his will for you. Is that correct?
Yes, and it's, you know, it is a journey. I think that when you're seeking God, he reveals things to you at different times and in different ways. And he ultimately gives in his timing and not your own. So, you know, I can't say that I perfectly mastered the ability to hear God's voice and that I know exactly what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, I just take it one day at a time.
Amen.
And I trust that what he has for me is going to be in his will. And I pray about big decisions and I seek him. And I ultimately don't have all the answers, but I know the one who does. And
Amen.
that is reassuring because I think in our busy world where distractions are rampant, where temptations are there, I think that the only thing we can know for certain is that if we set time aside for God, that we get into a quiet place, we seek him wholeheartedly, that he will answer us, and that we
Amen.
just have to be patient and listen.
Absolutely. Amen. MH, could you please share with the listening audience where they can find your books online?
Yes, so you can find all my books and my free ebook slash newsletter at my website, which is mhelric.com. Elric is spelled ELRICH. That's a perfect place to connect with me too. I have my email there. I also have that username on Instagram, Facebook, and Goodreads. So if you search for me on social media, I'm there as MH Ulrich. But the best way to read about all my books is just to go to my website, which is mhulrich.com. And I have several audiobooks available and then some freebies there for anyone interested in reading Christian fantasy, or even someone who might know a young person who might be interested in the genre as well.
Amen. Now, let's say there are some young believers listening and they're struggling finding their purpose in life and might even be disconnected from a local body right now. Speak a word of encouragement to them. And also, please, if you don't mind, close out this session in prayer.
Yeah, absolutely. I can do that. For all the young believers out there, or even ones struggling right now, just know that you're not alone. God is right there beside you. He has already sent his angels ahead. He knows what's on your heart, and he's been through the same struggle as you have. He lived as a human being, and he knows exactly what it's like to not be able to fulfill a purpose or to be waiting in a period of waiting or listening to God's voice or not sure. Just listen to him and draw close to him, and he will draw near to you. Lord, as we come before you, I pray that those words of encouragement will ultimately pierce people's hearts and that they will show them in both conviction and encouragement ways in which they can connect to you, and ways in which your Holy Spirit is active and alive through your word. Lord, I pray that you will draw the believers to yourself and help them to see ways in which they can honor and glorify you in their local church body, as well as their everyday service of their job or employment. Lord, enlighten them, guide them, and protect them on the path that you have set before them, so that they can know that their ultimate purpose is honor and glorifying you, and that there is peace in that. In your son's precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. MH, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you. Thank you for your time. And we do appreciate you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Kingdom Truth Podcast with Bible teacher Yolanda Tyler. Please subscribe to our podcast so you will know when the next episode is published. To hear more biblical teachings and give to support the ministry, please visit our website at www.thekingdomtruth.org. That is www.thekingdomtruth.org. God bless you. Until we meet again.